Today we're featuring another Current State Desert Island Download. It's a chance for people in the Lansing area who are passionate about music to talk about a recorded performance they consider indispensable, music they'd want with them on the proverbial desert island. Lansing's Ed Fidowa is an established musician, a bass player equally at home in jazz combos and with the Lansing Symphony Orchestra. His Desert Island Download features another bass player who had a profound influence on him and many others, the late Scott LaFaro, performing here with the Bill Evans Trio in 1961 live at the Village Vanguard.
It was a long time ago. I heard this song at a friend's house. I kept hearing about this bass player, the legendary Scott LaFaro, and I finally bought this record on vinyl, the Village Vanguard Sessions, it was called. I hadn't been playing very long at all, and it was so far over my head. I had no idea what was going on. It's written for his girlfriend at the time, Gloria. She was a dancer. And it's called Gloria's Step. And people always thought he called it Gloria's Step because she was a dancer. Well, actually, they had an apartment in New York. And every day she came home and they were on the second floor and he heard her walk on the steps. And of course, he was practicing. And he kept hearing her steps and then he knew she was home. As I got better as a musician, I really appreciated what was going on. A lot of these kind of trios, the bass player would just walk the bass, play time, play quarter notes, one note per beat a lot of times. But here, it's called a conversational style. It's called a contrapuntal style. He's not walking the bass. He's very free. He's playing his own little counter melodies. That was new. That was revolutionary. I think coming out of his bass solo is great because the drums and the piano just lay out for about a whole chorus. And then Scotty's doing all these amazing things. It's sad. I mean, he died 10 days after this was recorded. I mean, that's tragic. That's tragic. He felt that he wasn't going to live to be 25. He told his sister that when he was 22. I'm not going to make it to 25. And he did by 2 months. Some players, as we look back, they were like shooting stars. They came on the scene, they tore it up, they changed everybody's idea of what you can do on that instrument, and they were gone by the time they were in their 30s. Look at Charlie Parker. Charlie Christian, the guitar player, was 20, 22, I believe. It's a paradigm shift before them and after them. Things were different.
Lansing musician Ed Fidowa explaining the allure of his Desert Island Download, Gloria's Step by the Bill Evans Trio featuring bass legend Scott LaFaro. It's from the album Live at the Village Vanguard.